This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
On May 14, 2008, the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors discussed their unanimous support for the 50-year Community Water Supply Plan and the idea of dredging to maintain the South Fork Ravanna Reservoir. Under other business, Supervisor Sally Thomas reminded her colleagues that the Charlottesville City Council has scheduled a public hearing on the water supply plan for Monday, May 19, 2008. She asked if the board might want to communicate to council a position in advance of that meeting and the city's vote on the water plan, which is scheduled for June 2, 2008. In the discussion, each supervisor indicated their current support for the community water supply plan, which was developed by the Ravanna Water and Sewer Authority and unanimously endorsed by the board and city council in 2006. Supervisors also voiced their appreciation for the new information and questions being raised about the feasibility of dredging, but none saw dredging as something that should hold up the final permitting process for the overall water supply plan. That plan involves two major components: building a new, taller dam at the Ragged Mountain Reservoir, and building a new pipeline connecting Ragged Mountain to the South Fork such that the enlarged reservoir can be filled from South Fork. This recording by Charlottesville Tomorrow begins with Chairman Ken Boyd calling on Supervisor Sally Thomas to introduce the matter.
Next, we have matters from the board not on the agenda. Is there anything somebody forgot earlier today when we did that? Sally, you had something you wanted to mention.
Yes. Yes. As we all know, the City Council is going to be having a public hearing regarding the water plan and also certainly the issue of the maintenance of South Fork Ravanna Reservoir has been brought to the fore and how these two things fit together. My sense has been that this board remains as supportive of the water supply plan as we were when we wrote our letter to DEQ some months ago. I have some copies of that if any of you have forgotten what we said then, because it was a very nice, strong statement that I'll remind us of. My question that I'm going to ask everyone is whether we want to say anything to encourage City Council, because they have some new members who didn't go through this at the time. Also, if anyone wants to make any comments, I think that I've been spending quite a few hours working on this and trying to get the arguments down to a few simple points. It's not easy to do because it's a complex plan, and it's partly a complex plan because it deals with several items in our environment instead of just, it's not just a water supply plan. It also gets the water flowing in the Mormons River, and it's not going to ruin the Meacham's River, and it's not going to make us replace a 13-mile pipeline that comes down from Sugar Hollow that's old and brittle. It just has so many good elements to it, but each one of them can be, someone talks about playing splat gun, each one of them can be a target to somebody's criticism. So I didn't know if anybody wanted to discuss it or whether we feel comfortable with it. I think that maintenance of the reservoir in some shape or form is, that is the South Fork Ravanna Reservoir, is something that we've been hearing community interest in, and that we can, I think, as a community, work on that and decide what. Well, I'll back up a little bit. When the dredging engineers met with some of us, I said, you know, if you were going to be hired by us to do an engineering study of the of dredging, what, you know, walk us through the steps. What would be the first one? And he said, the first step I would do is ask you why. And as a matter of fact, our community hasn't quite answered that question, so I think we need to do that. But I don't want us to hold up the water supply plan in order to deal with the mitigation of the South Fork Rivanna Reservoir. The dollars are, it's pretty clear that it's more expensive to do dredging for the, as you can imagine, the bottom 30 feet of a dam are the most expensive feet of the dam to build. Adding 15 more feet to that is not very expensive, relatively. And so that's really what we're talking about. If we were to dredge every bit out of the reservoir, that would be over 2 million cubic yards now, and then throughout the next 50 years, make sure it didn't fill in again, doing something. So the dollars don't come out to say that that's the cheaper alternative, but I think our community wants us to maintain that reservoir in some shape or form, the better shape or form. And that's something that we as a community, I think, should look at and determine how we best can do that and why, you know, what it is we want.
I very much appreciate that you brought this up, and I do have some comments I want to make, but my first comment is that one of the things that I've really enjoyed about being on this board is the fact that there's some folks on the board, like yourself, Sally, who've been at this for a while, and you bring a wealth of knowledge and experience on some of these very complex issues, and the way you've dug in communicating for the public's benefit in the city of Charlottesville with city council and with a number of other parties has been really helpful. You've also made sure I'm aware of all the nuances of this that have taken place in the years before I got on the board. And so that sort of passing of the baton of knowledge is very valuable to us newer members of the board. And I thank you for that. My sense of it, I'm hoping that each of us can sort of briefly confirm our commitment. I'm 100% committed to the existing water plan that we've already agreed to. I think that it makes sense. It went through lots of public process, and there was a good conclusion. We came up with a plan that uses our water for a sufficient number of years to answer the question, what are we going to do? There's always been details around the edges that were imperfect about that water plan, and there always will be with any consensus outcome like that. Probably the most noticeable was that there were a lot of folks who said, well, wait a minute, wouldn't it be great if we could have a second water source as a backup? In other words, if we actually did do some maintenance dredging of the Rivanna, in the event that there was a catastrophic occurrence in Ragged Mountain, we wouldn't have enough water, but we would have some water, so wouldn't it make sense? Plus, there's recreational values, and there's a lot of other reasons why we ought to be dredging the Rivanna. But I think there's separate issues. I think that there's the water plan that we've approved, and I think we should continue down that path, get the permits, and plan to build it for all of the reasons that we agreed to do it in the first place. But separate from that, I'm very interested in the idea of exploring maintenance dredging. It may make sense to have the authority put out an RFP and see what the dredging community can come up with to deepen the bottom of that body of water. I wouldn't. If nothing could be done in terms of dredging, I wouldn't want to slow down what we're doing already with the approved water plan. And if it became very inexpensive to dredge the Rivanna, I still wouldn't want to back off of what we've already committed to doing, because there still wouldn't be enough water to supply our needs out 50 years if we just dredged the Rivanna. So I think they're separate issues. I'm hopeful that some maintenance dredging strategy were to emerge that was cost-effective and that the public would support. But I think that that's a separate trajectory, and we need to keep that in mind. I am appreciative of the folks that brought the dredging issue up to make it a topic of current public discourse, because it might accelerate the possibility that we will do some maintenance dredging. But I think we need to make sure that the issues are kept separate.
And before we start to dredge, we need to figure out what the reasons are, and that determines how much we take out and what our projected costs might be. So I think the study idea, or the community process idea that Sally recommends to start, is excellent way to go.
Are you solidly behind, though, our current 50-year
yes.
plan?
I mean, that's, absolutely. I should have said that first. Absolutely.
Yeah. Dennis, you?
Well, I'm solidly behind the plan and the current and pursuing the permits to get that plan. It does not require you to build anything when you get the permits. I don't think any of us would put our heads in the sand and say, if something came up that made it a lot less expensive to do A rather than B, or a lot more environmentally sound to do, you know, C rather than D, that we shouldn't look at it later. We can the plan can be amended. And I don't think we should ever completely say, well, we made the decision and we will never make a change in the plan because that decision was made, you know, if we're 5 years from now, it was made 7 years ago. I think that during the period of time that we were looking at the plan, one of the biggest concerns was that you had four boards that were independently looking at things and a lot of different opinions being expressed. And one of the most important things that happened during this process was those four boards came together to support a plan that ultimately was also supported by virtually everyone in the community that spoke on the issue in the many, many public hearings that led up to adopting this plan. So I think it's very important that we don't, you know, unravel the plan that we've gotten approved and that we get the permit that allow us to do each of the components of this plan. That having been said, I think several of us expressed throughout this process that we wanted, you know, some kind of dredging seriously looked at to maintain the health and some of the capacity of South Fork. South Fork is an important aspect of the overall plan. It provides storage going out in the future. It's an amenity to the community, and we also plan to pipe water from South Fork to Ragged Mountain, and it's not going to hurt to have a good source of storage there for that purpose, as well as a primary supply source going out into the future. So, you know, I think that we should pursue looking at dredging. We may find that someone comes along with a proposal that where, you know, dredging to take out a significant amount of the existing silt is not a whole lot more than ongoing maintenance dredging. Some of the dredgers have said, well, if you're in there, you can take out a significant amount almost as cheaply as you could take out a little bit over a period of 10 years each year. When we went through this process, there were some pretty big numbers put on dredging because it's not as easy as some of the other options in that it has a lot of moving parts to it. What is in the reservoir? How can it be taken out? Where can it be placed? Can it be sold, et cetera? If so, does that drive the cost of the dredger down? There were reports in the Hook, you know, for example, that doctors could, quote, do the job for $21 million. Well, I met with doctors, and the job they were talking about doing didn't include all the pieces. I think they're a sound company and will probably respond to an RFP if it goes out. But, I think we should get our plan approved. I think we should make certain we have permits to meet the needs of this community going out into the future. And also get a proposal on dredging, which has its own separate permit process. And see what comes back on it.
Are you committed to our existing 50-year plan? I guess is a big question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna try and use less words, but agree with Dennis. I think certainly we should pursue maintenance dredging, but I've not seen any evidence that our 50-year plan, as is currently out there, we shouldn't move forward with that and getting the additional permitting and look at the dredging as a maintenance issue, as a totally separate item. You know, it's not as part of the water supply plan, unless something comes along that completely changes my mind. But I haven't seen that come along yet. That would anything that would create it. So maybe
it might be helpful to convey that to maybe just to our counterparts on City Council, because they are facing a public hearing, and I'm not sure that our saying something officially in front of them is helpful, but maybe just assuring each one that we are.
I had planned on making some calls to some of them and telling them that, and I think we still have some press members here, so I think what they heard is a as a board that's unanimously behind our 50-year water plan as is designed and continues to be there, and sort of is also very supportive of looking at maintenance dredging at the Rivanna as an alternative, as an addition to that.
There were, as this process was gone through, there were a lot of questions raised about various parts of Gannett Fleming study, and I raised a lot of questions about, are we using the right starting point for demand? Are the population figures reasonable going out? And I argued with them on some of these issues in meetings that the mayor and I had with their staff. Ultimately, the response to that argument was, well, if we're wrong, if we've estimated the usage is going to be a little bit higher than it actually turns out to be, maybe we got a 60-year supply instead of a 50-year supply. Is that, you know, and it's hard to argue with the fact that they should be conservative in estimating what the needs are going to be if you're actually trying to do something that takes care of the 50-year need, because there are a lot of things that are going to happen between now and 50 years out that may affect that one way or the other. So I was at that point convinced, that you can try to pick apart some of the underpinnings of the determination that you need 18.8 million gallons or whatever it is of safe yield in 50 years, and we need to add, we need to acquire 9.9 million gallons of safe yield with the plan. You could argue that number should have been 7.5 or something, but at the end of the day, having gone through this long process, I didn't hear many people in the public attacking the underpinnings of those projections at the public hearings. Again, if they're overly conservative, maybe we end up with a 60-year supply instead of a 50-year supply. Is that bad for the community? I don't think so.
I could accurately predict what's going to happen 50 years from now. I'd be retired, I can tell you.
I can predict we'll all be retired in 50 years.
If we could predict 6 months from now, we could be retired.
Yeah, this only takes half a minute, but it occurred to me that the projections are all based on residential growth and residential use of water and not on any possible industrial use of water. And that seems funny to come out of my mouth. I'm not a big proponent of new industries, but the big industry that used a lot of water was ConAgra, and that was using our local agricultural produce. So, in fact, that kind of business might well be the sort of business that we would welcome, very consistent with our comp plan, and it might be a user of water. So,
Crozet hosts a great big, empty, and being remediated industrial site and access to Beaver Creek water. So, I mean, this is something where we could get some jobs and really, really go. But one thing that voters all along during the campaign last year said was, why doesn't the county plan ahead? Why don't they get ahead on these roads and get ahead on these things? And so this is one case where we're actually doing what we're asked to do, is to plan ahead and make sure that we're doing it in an orderly way.
And any other simple issues you'll bring up? If there's nothing else, we need a motion to adjourn.
Chairman. I want people to